Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The familiar strains of Leroy Anderson's holiday classic Sleigh Ride are heard regularly at this time of year. The seasonal favorite also serves as the opening selection of WESA's All Christmas Request Show. Joining us in Studio A with a preview of this year's show is the program's host, Kevin Gavin. Kevin Gavin, welcome. How are you?
Thanks for inviting me, Paul.
Well, it's my pleasure. This show is 38 years old. How did it get started?
I was a little younger then.
But 38 years ago? This was in the days when the station had different call letters, and right. It was on the other side of the Monongahela.
That's correct. And we had, at the time, a public affairs block of programming, this half-hour programming, that half-hour programming. And the person that hosted that had left the station, moved to another city. And our general manager at the time, Ken Duffy, said, there's no Christmas music on. What is it? It's Christmas. There's no Christmas music on. And, of course, this was years before the 24/7 Christmas music stations that start before even Thanksgiving.
And this was the legendary Dr. Duffy. Yeah. Let's face it.
Yes. Yes, he was.
The broadcasting pioneer.
And he said, Kevin, do some Christmas music. So he says, what do we have? And so I went in the library, and I found about 30 vinyl Christmas albums, and I start playing it, and I just started sort of DJing Christmas music.
And you're literally a disc jockey, because these are vinyl discs.
Exactly. And people started calling up and said, do you have this? So we just didn't even advertise it was a request. People heard it, and they said, can I hear?
And so 38 years later, this has become a holiday staple on Pittsburgh radio. What are the things that you have learned about holiday songs since you've been doing this?
I've learned a lot about holiday songs, Paul, but I think more importantly, I've learned a lot about people's way of celebrating and what Christmas means to them, because it's not just about the music. The music is sort of the thing that ties everything together. But the one thing that we've had through the years after that first one is staff members and then community members coming in and just telling their stories about what Christmas means to them and their family traditions. But as far as Christmas music, what I've learned that, wow, a lot of people did White Christmas. A lot of people did the Christmas song, Sleigh Ride, Winter Wonderland, et cetera, et cetera. And also that my personal collection has grown to more than 200 Christmas CDs.
Do you get more requests for religious-based holiday songs or secular songs?
It has changed through the years. It used to be probably 50-50. It's more secular now, and that's fine. And a lot of also those songs that are just, some might say a little bit strange, not the Winter Wonderlands, but the Grandma Got Run Over, the novelty songs, the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, et cetera.
Or ones that kind of reinvent the notion of what a Christmas song should be. One of my favorites is Christmas Rappin' by the Waitresses, have played.
Yes, I get that request. It's fun. That's a fun song.
Right. And how do you perceive that song in terms of the direction that it's taken, the way we look at Christmas? Because this woman who's singing the song is talking about she has to work on Christmas, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, that's sort of a different – I mean, you know, you didn't hear that years ago. Nobody thought that, well, nothing was open on Christmas. But that sort of deals with the reality of how Christmas is today.
It is, and it shows that. And that's why I do like some of the new songs, is because they do explore Christmas in a different way. Just as Christmas, the celebration of Christmas has evolved, our Christmas music has evolved to go along with it. So it's kind of neat, and I enjoy hearing new songs written. I like new performers trying their hand at some of the longtime favorites as well.
We're talking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin. He is hosting his All Christmas Request Show. It'll be on Christmas Eve in this time slot. Actually, it'll be starting at 9 a.m. and it'll go through this time slot all the way to 1 o'clock,
right.
Four straight hours. I mean, do you have have people there, with towels and kind of, giving you water, keeping you hydrated, that kind of, that's a long time. That's a long shift.
Well,
people don't have those kind of shifts anymore.
The longest I ever did was 6 hours.
Six hours?
Yes.
Yikes.
But
wow.
The thing is a lot of these songs are fairly short. 2.5 minutes and shorter. And so you're doing a juggling act. And yes, it is a bit of a production, and people that come and visit, and please come on down between 9 and 1 because we have an open house here at the Community Broadcast Center. If I might put in that plug, we'll have refreshments, station tours. Come on. You might even get on the air and tell me about your favorite family Christmas tradition. But yeah, it's a lot of juggling as people look up, okay, what CD is this on? And I've got this 56-page list of songs, and people look, and then they grab the CD, hand it to me, and it's an assembly line.
And we have a Christmas surprise for everybody right here, right now. For the next few minutes, we'll take your request at 412-246-2002. No, we can't do that, can we?
Well, you can, and I'll play it a week for a month.
Really?
Okay. I'll play it next Wednesday.
Here we go. All right. These count. This is a regular season game, folks. 412-246-2002 if you want to get in an early request for Kevin. Is there anything in this 38-year time period that you've been doing playing these holiday songs and accumulating holiday songs? And I'll get into how much is in your collection here in a little bit. But is there anything that surprised you, anything that you've learned about a particular song that has surprised you, you know, about this genre over the years?
I don't know if it's so much anything that surprised me about a song, but it's how I've discovered different recordings of songs, for instance. You know, we all hear, no matter what, you can't get away from it, whether it's in a supermarket or in the shopping malls or on those all Christmas stations. You'll hear the Nat King Cole version of Chestnuts Roasting, the Christmas song.
And that's really the benchmark classic.
But you always hear, shall we say, the orchestral version. Right?
Yeah.
My favorite is the very simple, the original version that Nat King Cole did with his trio, and I think we're going to hear a little bit of it.
Oh.
So this is great.
All right, let's hear a little sample of what you might hear on Wednesday on Christmas Eve during Kevin Gavin's All Christmas Request Show, a little Nat King Cole.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep.
There he is, Nat King Cole. Now, that's interesting. That's the Nat King Cole unplugged version.
The trio. And it's nice and simple. It's clean.
Doesn't have a reverb behind him.
Highlights his voice, which I think is one of the best voices around Christmas time. My favorite voice, if you would.
Is that your favorite Christmas?
Is it my favorite song? It's my favorite version of that song. It's in my top five of favorite
songs. You're not going to let me pin you down. What is your favorite?
See, that's just in my top five. And it's sort of one of my favorites is Mary, Did You Know by Kathy Mattea. And it's just a beautiful song. And there are others, and Mannheim Steamroller, of course. I think we'll hear a little bit of that a little bit later on in this segment. In fact, they were just in town. I got a chance to see them. That was a fabulous performance. But I like to have fun with something like that. And some of the other, I enjoy the novelty songs, too.
How many holiday songs are there? Do you know?
Oh, I don't have a clue. Where's Joe when you need him?
Well, do you know what the Joe was thinking that Jingle Bells was the
most recorded, probably?
Well, that it was the first sort of secular Christmas song, the first kind of popular, pop Christmas pop song. But you know, of all the recordings that you have, do you know which one is the oldest?
I have.
They've been recording them since what? The turn of the 19th to the 20th century.
Mine probably go back to the 1930s, late 30s.
And where do you get them from?
My wife buys them for me. I just look for them, and I'm buying fewer and fewer because I love collections. I like to see the collections and see what they have on there. And even if the collection, if I have like two-thirds of them by the same artist, I'll still buy it just because there are maybe three or four in there that I don't have. So a lot of them are collections and sometimes the single performer.
How many do you have altogether, would you say, Christmas recordings?
CDs. Oh, well, I'll just count CDs, about 200, 225 Christmas CDs.
Do you,
about another 30 vinyl.
Do you categorize them?
No.
You just they're just out there?
I have a list on the computer of each song, each version of the song, so that helps when we do the requests.
Has anyone ever made a request that you could not fulfill?
Oh, plenty. They're every year. Every year there's probably 8 to 10.
And how does that make you feel, Kevin? As the master presider over, you know, the mother of all Christmas request shows, if someone request something and you can't do it, I mean, that's got to be kind of a letdown.
Well, it is. That's why I always ask the people who are taking the requests on the phone, ask for a backup, and then at least I'll have the backup. So, yeah, what it tells me is I might have 200-plus CDs, Christmas CDs, but that's just a drop in the Christmas music bucket compared to what's all out there.
We're talking with Kevin Gavin about his All Christmas Request show airing on, I guess it's on both stations, right? WESA and our sister station, WYEP.
For a second year, we'll be simulcasting, yes.
From 9 a.m. until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You only have 4 hours. That may seem like a lot of time, but really it's not when you think of all the Christmas songs and all the things that people want to hear on Christmas Eve. And again, that's when Kevin's show is happening. Now, can I draw attention to a song that I happen to really like? I don't know if it's my favorite, but what do you got there? Oh,
yeah,
you have a whole list there.
Yeah,
God.
Okay. What's one of your
I'm thinking the hippo one.
Oh, Gayla Peavy.
Yeah. Let's listen to this, and then you can tell us the history behind it. This is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas by Gayla Peavy. Peavy. Yep.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. Bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. I can see me now.
And that song really addresses a popular dilemma, which is when a little kid asks for something that might seem ridiculous to you, if that's what they want, then what do you do? Gayla Peavy, tell us the story behind this. That, you know, that's she was what, just a kid singing
Ten.
This? Ten. Which, and you can tell that she's young by that little voice, but the way she projects, she sounds like she might as well be Ethel Merman.
She has a big, young voice, if I can say it that way. And that was recorded, I believe, in 1953. She was a child music star, I think it was in Omaha, of all places.
Of course.
On local television. And she got famous, and the family moved out to California. Why not? Hollywood and
sure.
All that. And she was a regular, I believe, on the Hoagie Carmichael show. And she wound up doing this show on national television. Or on this song, I should say, on national television.
Oh, really?
Shortly before Christmas of 53.
Was she a one-hit wonder, or did she have other Christmas hits?
As far as I know, that was it.
Oh, what a shame. But, hey, you know, we're still all this time later. Do we know if she's...
Did you want a hippo? Is that one?
No, I want to call her up and see how she's doing. Hopefully she's still alive. And then there's a song, you know, what would the holidays be without some aspect of Peanuts figuring in the comic strip? And there's a Snoopy song, too, isn't
there? Sure, and a lot of people are familiar with the Vince Guaraldi from, you know, the different songs there through the Snoopy, Charlie Brown Christmas and all that. But there was a song, I'm trying to think, it was in the early to mid-60s by the Royal Guardsmen. It was Snoopy's Christmas.
Ah, yes. Let's listen.
Thank you. mighty Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his bow. Despite the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was gone.
Yes, the Royal Guardsmen, and the sounds of fighting that we heard there refer to Snoopy's, you know, how he dreams about being fighting the Red Baron.
World War One ace, yes.
Right. So he's Christmas on the front lines. By the way, I just looked up Gayla Peavy.
Yeah.
71 years old, and she is, I guess, living out in California, and so she's around. Who knows? Maybe she's working on another album that might end up on your show. And I'm looking at the pictures of her, cute as a button, back in 1953 when she did that song. Kevin, this has been so much fun. I can't wait until Wednesday, and we're going to go out on it. I'm going to let you decide what we go out on here, and your final thoughts.
Well, thanks first of all, Paul, for inviting me on. And one of the other things that's become a tradition within the tradition, we will have for the 30th straight year a cup of Christmas tea. That's a poem that is narrated by a longtime theater critic at 90.5, and we produced this 30 years ago, and it's become part of the tradition. But how I normally end the show is with Mannheim Steamroller's version of Silent Night, just because it's just, to me, it makes me feel at peace.
I feel that way right now, and I think all of our listeners do. So, again, Kevin Gavin, 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin, his All Christmas Request show coming your way on WESA and our sister station WYEP Wednesday, Christmas Eve from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Kevin, again, great thanks.
Thank you. Happy holidays, Paul.
And to you, sir. And I am Paul Guggenheimer. We will be taking a break for the holidays and bringing you best of shows as well as holiday specials. So be sure to tune in for that. And we'll see you in the new year. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying happy holidays and happy new year. So long for now.